Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
I mean, where do we start? The housing list is longer. The amount of people in temporary accommodation is bigger. Healthcare is a mess. There's more people on waiting lists for operations. The list is endless. Endless. But the big one, of course, is immigration. He mentioned, of course, the country is in a better place. He's taking the piss, isn't he? Really and truly by saying something like that. The country's in a better place. You've just historically lost the worst referendum in the history of the state. You couldn't stand over that, sure you couldn't, Leo. His friends and colleagues will continue to do things in the best interest of the country. You really think what's happening at this very moment in time is in the best interest of the country, where the country is divided on the biggest topic, which is immigration? I go to any poll, Morrick, Red Sea, wherever you like. It's been immigration for the last year. And what have you done about it? Nothing. You've done nothing about it. Apart from call people right wing, you and your colleagues. We now see Sinn Féin, Paul Murphy and People Before Profit, the Sock Dems and Labour and everybody calling for an election. Which might most likely won't happen, by the way, can I say. It could, but it probably won't. But could you possibly imagine? Paul Murphy is now calling for, you know, to join up with the Sock Dems and possibly Sinn Féin. It's like, for the voters and the electorate out there, a Hobson's choice, isn't it? Really, when there's a general, if there's a general election in this country. Because they're all the same. You know, you can give out about American politics all you want, and it is entertaining, apart from anything else. You know, you got to laugh at Donald Trump and Joe Biden and everything that goes on over there. But at least you have two parties completely split in their views. And the same in most countries. Same in the UK at the moment, who are going through political turmoil. You've got two parties who completely disagree. That's, of course, why the Tories are starting to lose their position in the UK, because a lot of the more conservative Tory members are leaving, which will probably see Labour slip their way in. But then Nigel Farage will make a comeback, and a conservative government most likely will get into the United Kingdom in the next year and a half. It'll be Keir Starmer probably for a few months. But we're watching a shift around the world. And why are we watching a shift around the world to the centre-right? Why? It's not just a coincidence. It's not suddenly that people are all gone mad. We're watching that because the current policies of government are not working for people. They're not listening to the people. The power has gone to their heads. You know, and what Leo did today, to me, is cowardly. Because the country's not in a good place. No matter what he says about what he's achieved and what he's done, and I'm sure he's achieved some stuff, he's not completely useless, or he wouldn't have been in the job in the first place. Well, that's open to question. He didn't really get elected in the last election. But here you go. He was there. But it's worse than it was. He didn't fix anything, really. He's made it worse. Well, not personally, but the people he delegated to, the people he put in charge of different departments, they've made it worse. And for some reason, no matter what they do, unlike politicians of the past, and I mentioned this the other night, you can talk about all the crooked politicians of the past, the Charlie Haughies of this world. Yeah, they were crooked. There's no doubt about it. Nod, wink, backhander, envelopes in the pocket for planning permission, all that kind of carry on went on. But the difference was they were worried about getting caught because they'd lose their jobs. They did worry about it, getting caught. And some of them did get caught and they lost their jobs. This sheriff, they don't worry about things like that. Because no matter what they do wrong, and we've seen this over 2 years, they don't lose their jobs. They all back each other up because it's a coalition government and they can't afford to lose seats. They can't afford to lose anybody. They need everybody on their side and they all know where the bodies are buried. You know what I mean? I don't mean that in a literal sense, obviously. Politics has changed, and not changed for a good thing. Myself and Jane were talking about it, and Jane said, you seem really down. And I said, absolutely. And you know what? I feel so sorry for young people. I feel sorry for young couples who are now making their way in this country, hoping to you know, to raise a family, buy a home, they will never experience what I have experienced. And I said to Jane, the best part of this country, or the best time in this country, even though there was corrupt politicians, was from the 1980s up until about 2004. Things seemed to work well. There was problems. We still had problems within healthcare. We still had problems in education. We still had problems with high taxes. We still had problems. But nothing along the lines of this. And what really worries me is the electorate. You people, the people who are voting. I feel sorry for you because, as I said, you have a Hobson's choice. Personally speaking, I think they're all idiots. But because I work in media, and myself and Jane were talking about this today, and Jane was saying before she even worked in media, you're kind of apathetic about the whole thing. You don't, and for example, I know somebody who, and I won't mention the name of the politician, right? But they know a politician who lives near them. And he's useless. I can tell you he's useless. But they know him, and he's a nice lad. Sure, wasn't he great there about 7 or 8 years ago? Didn't he do this for us? And they don't know much about him, apart from the good thing he did about 6 or 7 years ago. That's all they know. They don't know all the other mad stuff he's come out with since. Do you understand what I'm saying? And most people, and by the way, I'm not blaming you for that. Do you know who I blame for that? I blame the media for that. I'm not going to take any rap for it. By the way, I know I'm on the right side of history when it comes to talk shows. I know I gave a balanced, very balanced view over the last 30 years that I've been in media. I've always gave both sides of the story. I always just say it as it is. I don't care what people think of what I say. It doesn't bother me. I don't care if I'm unpopular. It doesn't bother me. As long as I feel I'm telling the truth, that's all that bothers me. And if we should be telling people more about politicians and what they really believe in and letting people understand exactly what they represent. And when they come to your door, be more understanding of it in the case of when you have a politician coming to your door and they say, well, what do you care about? And you say, well, immigration. I believe there's too many people coming into the country. Let's say, for example, that's your thing. And they go, oh, don't worry, I'll sort that out. Vote for me and I'll sort that out. Remember, if they're with a political party, like Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, Sock Dems, whatever, they're not going to sort that out because that's not their policy. And they won't go against their party policy or they'll lose the whip. So they're not going to go against it. I'm against the hate speech laws. And they don't believe them if they go, oh, yes, oh, my. Because if their party says they're for it and they voted for it, they're not going to go against their party. They might tell you that at the front door. We all need to be more clued in. And I know people think, well, there's no point in voting for the independent guy or girl. There's no point because they don't have much power. But they don't have much power because you don't vote for enough of them. That's why they don't have enough power. If you vote for more of them, they have more power. The smaller parties have more power. There's lots of new small parties out there. There's Ain 2, who did really well in the last referendum, of course. Padraig Tobin. You've got Independent Ireland, who are made up of a few independent politicians now who are told you to vote no in the last referendum. That's an option. There's other options, smaller party options as well, all on the way up too. And I can see a huge shift in politics in this country over the next 15 to 20 years, but it'll take time. But here's the sad part. I think it'll come too late. I think we've already done the damage. And I think Leo knows that. He knows he was in too deep. The damage has been done. Yeah, financially we're doing okay for a small country. But the people who live in the country are not doing okay. The cost of living has gone through the ceiling, but their wages hasn't gone up. They're watching our population changing too quickly, too fast. And they're worried. And you're not listening to them. You're calling them racists. They're not racists. They're just concerned citizens. We have a division in society between us and them. And that's wrong. We shouldn't be fighting against each other over policies that the government are not implementing properly. None of us can deny at this stage. No matter how left you happen to be, you can't deny that our immigration policy is reckless. Completely reckless. So, we heard the news today, of course, that the evening Simon Coveney has ruled himself out of running for leadership in Fine Gael, no loss. Deputy leader of the party confirmed this evening that he will not be standing to replace Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. So who'll it be? It's like the Late Late Show all over again, isn't it, really? When we were all guessing who's going to replace Ryan Tuberty as a host. Except, of course, the talent isn't quite as impressive this time. Could it be the Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris? Heaven forbid. The old Minister for Health during COVID, who could forget him? What about the Minister for Justice? Heaven forbid, Helen McEntee. She's the only one who thinks she's good at her job. Pascal Donoghue? Yeah, Pascal's a nice guy. I think Pascal would be good, but here's the thing. Pascal's not going to take the job. Pascal has a good job in Europe too. He's too busy. He's now Minister for Public Expenditure, of course, and he's done a reasonably good job at that. What a selection. Do any of these options fill you with hope for the future? I don't think so. I think that's why there's a bit of sadness today. It's not about Leo going. It's kind of like, who is going to do it? Who's going to run the country? But tonight I want to hear from you. Now, we've heard all the political reactions today. Of course, Sinn Féin calling for a general election. Paul Murphy calling for a general election. They're all calling for Labour, calling for a general election. Were you surprised when you heard the news this morning? I wasn't, by the way. Is it about time, perhaps? The last referendum, certainly, as I said, confirmed a huge disconnect between the people and the government. Maybe you believe Leo took the hint. Or do you sympathise with Leo, as he showed emotion earlier on? It is undeniable that he has been scrutinised and greatly criticised over the years. Maybe you were just too upset and too mad at the state of the country to even care at this stage. But on tonight's show, we will be covering those issues, immigration and housing, which are the main two issues that people talk about all the time. But how do you feel about Leo leaving? And who should be his replacement? Let's keep the conversation intelligent, as much as we all want to get really, really angry tonight. I want you to come on. I want you to have your say. But talk professionally. All right? Keep it respectful to some degree. You're entitled to have your say. The number is 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. So you've heard the top ones that Paddy Power are talking about. So it's not going to be Simon Coveney. He was the favourite, by the way, to Paddy Power today. But that's not going to be him. He's already ruled himself out. Simon Harris, Helen McEntee, Pascal Donoghue. They are choices, really, aren't they? Unless they bring some surprise act in from the middle of nowhere. I can't imagine that. 087-188-0008. Sean, hi, how are you? Where's Sean? Sean, are you there? Connor, are you there?
Yep, I am.
Hello.
Hey, Niall, how are you?
I'm good, Connor. Go ahead.
Good. I think his first time round as Taoiseach, yeah, he was kind of enthusiastic. A bit embarrassing now, kind of skipping down the steps in London and all this kind of stuff. But yeah, just second time around, just wasn't bothered.
Mm.
Just was not arsed. And kind of seemed that, yeah.
Well, he changed, didn't he? In 2015, and this has nothing to do with his sexuality, but when he came out during the marriage equality referendum, I noticed he went from being kind of conservative to being a bit more liberal. And as time went on, he became a lot more liberal. And that maybe irked people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, to be honest with you, in the early 2000s, I would have been out around where he was canvassing and meeting as a young fella, like, you know,
Mount Castleknock.
Like, well, look at this guy. Yeah, well, no, but I mean, and as a councillor, he was like, wow. And then he became a TD, and my God, the ambition to get as leader was unbelievable. I remember George Lee was elected as TD, and it was kind of Leo, kind of put him in his place, like, you know, and George kind of decided actually the same for me.
Going back to RTE. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Trying to compete with Leo, who was a total political animal, like, you know, political, like, you know, just as a politician, like, you know, initially, particularly with Fianna Fáilers and that, like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, like, you know, there was no one catching him out. But, I mean, at times he'd go all ad hoc. I remember he was having a go at Gareth Fitzgerald at one stage. And Gareth Fitzgerald is total Fine Gael royalty, like, you know. And it was, what are you doing, like, you know. But I was kind of thinking, he's kind of maybe his own man here. But, no.
When do you think he changed?
Definitely definitely, I think, second time round.
Yeah.
But, when became Taoiseach. I mean, and as all of his minister portfolios, people talk about the gathering. I mean, and one original idea, I'm fighting Americans over to Ireland. Wow. You know, it's come on, killed it. Like, you know.
There was a bit of a turning point when he was a Minister for Social Protection at the time, when he did that whole thing about dole cheats. Do you remember that famous picture of him standing there? They're cheating us or whatever. They're not cheating you, they're cheating us.
Know,
yeah, that was a bit of a turning point where people saw a different side to him, wasn't it?
Yeah. But even what term was he coming out with? Like, you know, the early risers or whatever. What term did he use there a couple of years ago to kind of defy the sucks, you know?
Yeah, and then he did that whole thing about get your parents to give you money to buy a house.
I mean,
there was a fair few gaffes along the way. He said things that didn't make... He said things that made him come across quite privileged, which isn't the way most people in the country are. Most of us are not privileged.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And then more recently, of course, on TV3, he did say that it's been edited to make him sound bad, but I don't think, to be honest, it's too much out of context. But he talks about the fact that it's not the government's responsibility to look after carers, or, you know, it's basically, you know, it's your responsibility to look after your own disabled people or your own pensioners or whatever it is. So that didn't go down well, neither. You know, I mean, this idea of some people felt he was looking down at people from an ivory tower.
Well, he was, though.
Mm.
No, but he was. But, I mean, he was adult nurses, which is fine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and to get where, at his age, to get...
Oh, no, it was a great achievement, yeah.
He was. Like, you know, but, I mean, and you have to absolutely love yourself. I mean, as I was saying earlier, George Lee was like, well, he's going to sort out our economy. I think it was Leo single-handedly absolutely demoralised George Lee, and he just, see you later, like, you know, you're not getting away with my political ambitions, you know. But,
Are you glad he's gone? Are you glad he's gone?
As the Taoiseach, yeah. But, I mean, as you were saying, it's kind of frightening and worrying. Like, you know, there is no alternative here.
Yeah. I predicted, by the way. I'm really interested now because I put up a set of predictions on New Year's Eve on Twitter, and I reposted it there today. One of them was there would be a massive no vote in the referendum. Second one was Leo Varadkar will disappear close to the start of the year and will be taken over by Helen McEntee. I predicted. So I'm doing pretty well. I must be psychic or something like that. But I think it's going to be Helen McEntee.
The bookies say for Simon Harris and then Pascal.
Well, the bookies did have Simon Coveney up really high, but he's ruled himself out.
I know, yeah. Simon. Simon said he ran against Leo Varadkar and was not for me, you know?
Yeah.
But, I think Simon, in fairness, everyone is there looking at these European local elections and like, oh my God, like, you know? Like, Ivan Yates was on earlier saying Leo couldn't have left at a worse time for Fine Gael.
No,
you know,
no, the country's in a mess.
And in fairness, I keep it's kind of better to burn out than to fade away. It was good, the fact he did stand up in the White House and call out all the neocons and all that. That was good.
Yeah.
That was very good, you know. I was, definitely.
Oh, some people were happy about it, some people weren't. But yeah, okay. Stay with me here. Stay there a second. Let me just... Sean, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Noel? How are you?
Good. Sean, first reaction, Leo's retirement, or whatever you want to call it. He's not retirement. He said he's going to be a backbencher. But retirement from the position of Taoiseach, obviously.
Delighted. Absolutely delighted.
Mm-hmm.
What has he done? What has he done? What has his party done? What has he done? What has he achieved, Noel?
They'll give you a few things that he's achieved, you know.
Yeah, they will, they will, but there's nothing decent they've done, you know, other than just put this country under unnecessary stress, the people of this country under unnecessary stress, exporting our kids to other countries to get better jobs, to get better lives for themselves, making it a final decision that nobody in, you know, well, I can only speak on my behalf of my family now, that you will not be getting a house here unless you're on major money. Major, major money.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
He has done, it's disgusting what he's done, you know. And I'm glad he's gone. And Covey and the rest of them, they'd want to take a leaf out of his book. And I'm only glad, Niall, that you gave us, and I'm going to say this to you, you gave us the privilege of talking the way we can talk tonight on your talk show, because nobody else did. Nobody else did. RTE, TV, nobody. No talk show let us speak the way you did, because you gave us a voice, and that's been going down through the years only for the fact that you did, you know, on social media. Nobody would know how much of a idiot this fella is, and I don't want to go there too heavy, and you said it, so I don't want to insult you or Jane or anybody else, but the fact of the matter is he has made a mockery of the Irish people, and he has.
He didn't do it on his own, let's be clear now. When it comes to housing, when it comes to all those things, the job of a leader of a country is to delegate to the right people.
Of course.
And sometimes the right people make the wrong decisions, so then it's up to you to pull them back and say you're out of a job.
But the fairness, Niall, he'd never listened to any of us. I'm an ordinary decent guy working in Ireland. You know, I'm in my late 40s now. You know, my son is gone. You know, what am I to do? My son should be here owning his own house with his family. You know, I think I've seen a topic there the other day, Niall. I would have loved him to get on, but I was too busy. 1.7 children, you said? Yeah.
That was today on the podcast. We were talking about the fact that...
That was today.
Yeah.
So now, I just want to say this, Niall.
We're having 1.7
children. There's a reason
my
son is not having here.
Yeah.
My son is not having here, having his own kids. It's because you can't fucking afford it. Because these idiots didn't make it affordable for them to get on the housing market. He was too busy bringing in every immigrant into this country, making every landlord happy with what they were getting, you know. And here we are here now. You're going to be talking about the housing crisis in a while, and you're going to be talking about the immigration in a while, all because of this idiot and how his idiots wear them.
Okay, you don't have a huge amount of time for them. I get that. All right. Let's I suppose, keep this conversation reasonably respectful if we can. And I understand people are angry. I do understand people are angry, because for a lot of people today, they believe it's like the captain jumping off a sinking ship, and that's what they feel. And I understand why people feel like that. Now, I do also believe that it has taken a personal toll on him, and I accept that, and I do believe that.
Why didn't he listen to us, though, Niall? Why didn't he not listen to us many a year ago and say, listen, leave it out there. Leave the immigrants. They're going to keep coming anyway. If you don't stop it, you know, he could have listened to us, Niall, as Irish people. And if he had to listen to us, we would have felt a bit different towards him.
But I always got the impression from Leo, here's the impression I got, and the same happened during COVID. He was listening. He was listening during COVID because he didn't agree with the lockdowns. And I know he didn't, because he said it on a few occasions. But then he was pulled back. Every time he said it, he was pulled back a bit, right? And this is when he was tarnished. And I also believe when it came to immigration, he was the one who said before Christmas, you know, Ireland has a capacity and we're now at that capacity, right? He started to listen. But he didn't really do anything about it. It was almost like he had a personal view, but felt he had to have a political view separate to that. And because that's what everybody else wanted him to do. In other words, I don't think he's a good leader, because he ran with the herd, even though he had a different personal view.
Do you remember, Niall, what he said? Now, look again. I don't believe.
I know this is going to sound, after everything I've said tonight, it's going to sound like I'm a hypocrite, right? But I think he's a nice guy.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean? And I think he's a good guy. I do believe he's a good guy. Yeah, well, I think he lacks leadership.
If he was a good guy, Niall, he would have done the best for the Irish people, but he didn't. You know,
because he lacks leadership. I just think he lacked the leadership quality to do it.
Well, the fact of the matter is what happened. Remember the Dublin riots? And he said, no matter what way, more or less he said, no matter what way is like, it's happening. This is happening. Like, and I remember he came out and McEntee came out. Oh, we're doing what we're going to do. And yous aren't going to stop it. And if we want to put, more or less he said, we're going to flood the country with immigrants. And yous cannot say, yous cannot accuse your neighbours. Remember he said that? You cannot choose your neighbours. And we're like, hold on for a minute here. We're here all our lives. Our kids are legging it because they can't, you know, get a house. But you just want to flood the country with immigrants. We could not understand this for our lives. That's what you said, Noel. We've all called for our rights, you know, but we're not for our rights. We're only worried about our own families and our own kids trying to have, you know, to get onto the property ladder, trying to have their own kids, you know. But this is not, it's not possible anymore. You know, I think he done the right thing. He's a coward. He jumped ship, as you said earlier on. He did, you know, and that's what cowards do. He jumped. He was supposed to go down with the ship, and he didn't. He chose to jump the ship first, and that's how much of it.
I think the timing of what he's done is really bad. It's very similar to when Bertie Ahern did exactly the same thing.
Yes, cowards, absolute cowards.
Instead of sticking with it and trying to get it back again.
Absolutely, and there was no pulling up. But you know what?
I think people would be very favourable of a politician or a leader who would say it would have had a speech today, a State of the Nation speech, right? And said, listen, I've got it wrong. Just like that Swedish MEP did yesterday or the day before yesterday when she said she's got it wrong. And I believe for him to turn around and take leadership and say, listen, we've got it wrong about a lot of things, be it immigration, housing, accommodation, healthcare.
No way.
And I am determined to get it right. You people have
it
right. It
wasn't
too late. He could have done that today. He could have done it.
He could never have pulled the back, Noel. He didn't listen to the Irish people when this was happening. Why would he do it now? You see, that's the ghast part about it. This is, that's why he jumped ship. He can't pull this back, Noel. The damage is done, Noel. It's done. There's nobody getting on the property market. We all know it. There's nobody having kids. We all know it. Because of the fact of what he's doing to the country. There's no pulling this back, Noel. I can't get my son back from Australia. So he's having a better life over there anyway now. And he's having a better time. And, they're going to go, I hope they're going to get a house. I don't want my country. I don't want my son back in this country for what he done. And even if he did say what you said and pulled it back, how many years is this going to take?
But it's going to take that amount of years anyway, no matter who you vote for now.
Sure, that's the truth, Noel. But the fact of it,
who are we going to vote for now?
Well, I'm going to be voting for the Irish Freedom Party next because I'm going to give them my vote. Because I've done it all before, Noel. I've done everybody. I've done Sinn Féin. I've done the whole lot. Nobody's getting my vote but the Irish Freedom Party because they're not the same what they'll do. And I'm hoping they'll do what they do. And I'm going to give them a chance on it, Noel. That's what I'm going to do. And look, that's all I can do is take my chances. That's all I can do.
And look, if they do a better job, they do a better job.
I'm hoping they will. I really am now. Yeah.
You know, there's a few parties now offering, you know, the kind of centre-right or right-wing option.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but they are small parties. But it takes time for, you know, small parties to build big. You know what I mean? It does take time. Let's stay there for a second. And we're seeing that all over the world at the moment. Let me go to Alan as well. Alan, hi, how are you?
Good night, how are you?
Yeah, there's a kind of general sense of sadness tonight, but not because Leo's gone, I don't think. Sadness for the country, I think, generally. We're in a bad way.
James said it has to be nice, so I can't be nasty, apparently. But he has left a complete sort of mess is what he has done. He has, without doubt, been one of the worst Taoiseachs in this country. You keep mentioning the word leadership. You cannot mention the word leadership and Leo Varadkar in the same question. It's just ridiculous. The damage that this guy has done to this country, the way he's treated Irish people, even going back to COVID, the way he's tried to turn people against nurses, the way he's tried to turn people on each other, get them squealing on each other against social welfare.
It wasn't just him, by the way.
But he was the main guy. Without doing it right, you're saying we have incompetent ministers and Helen McAtee is one of them, right, and so on and so forth. Where's his leadership in taking those people out, removing them? It doesn't happen. It's like it's just jobs for the boys. Like, during COVID, when people couldn't go anywhere, there he's in a park, topless, drinking beer. That's the disrespect he was showing to Irish people and giving two fingers to Irish people. So, for me, there's something more to this. There's something behind all this, and I think there's a scandal going to come somewhere.
Well, I hope not. And he did say today there was no other reason. Now, that doesn't mean you have to believe him, but he did say there was no other reason. And you know, I've heard a few people say that today, by the way, that something is going to happen or something's going to come out about, not about him in particular, but the government maybe or whatever. I don't know.
There's something not right with all this. That's why it all happened so quickly. Because it was all...
I don't know. I think the decision came today after last week's referendum. And I think the realization after last week's referendum, that the government got a good kick in the arse.
Yeah. And you know what, Niall? I really think as well, when he was over there in the States there, somebody had a chat with him as well. I really do. And I really think, you know, when he came back, he knew his days were numbered anyway. And the Irish people voted no, as you know. And I think that was a clear get out of here. You know, get out of here. We're done with you. We're done with you. We're done with your party. You know, McEntee, Coveney, the whole lot, you know, we're all done with them. You know, nobody's going to, you know, nobody, we don't want them, Niall. Everybody, the dogs on the street know we don't want them. So,
But how are they still polling? When you look at the polls in the Sunday Business Post last week, they're still at whatever, 23% or whatever it is. And you've still got Sinn Féin at 28%, although they've dropped a bit. You know, I don't understand it. And I don't understand
my mind boggles.
Like Sinn Féin, the Party for Change. I mean, Mary Lou.
Party for Change. Maybe they were in oil 5-6 years ago or 7 or 8 years ago or whatever, when their policies were, you know, you remember, it was all the same. Housing for all. And, you know, we'll sort this out and we'll sort that. But you see, Sinn Féin has shamed themselves, Niall, over the, you know, the water charges. They were going against the Irish people and they were found out they were going against them. Even in the referendum there, Mary Lou says, oh, no, I was going to change that. I was going to do, you know, she was caught out left.
Yeah, right. Well, they told you people know. To vote yes. Yeah.
Yes. There you go. Yeah. And now we all know about it. And she said that she tried to do a turn on it. And we're not having it. You know, Sinn Féin, we're the most popular, you know, voting party in any working area.
Yeah.
Now we know. Good luck to you. You're gone.
Alan, would you vote for Sinn Féin?
I've never voted for Sinn Féin, nor would I. And that's more to do with, for me, they offer nothing. And that's been proven over the last year.
Okay, who would you? Okay, Alan, you're walking into a polling station tomorrow. It's a general election. Who would you vote for?
I normally go independent.
Okay, so you'll just run for an independent. Any particular independent you have your eye on that you think is a good person?
It'll depend who I have a chat with. Okay. I vote, even the last council elections, I voted for a guy and he said he wouldn't vote for the housing charges to go up, for the property tax to go up. He ended up voting for that a week later. And I met him then, I think, a couple of weeks later at a park run, and I tell you one thing, I laid into it in a park run and told him, and I've never voted for him again. I told him that.
And I think that's so wrong. You know, you vote for somebody on a promise on a front door or on a poster, and then they do the opposite of what you vote for them for.
I've never voted for them again. I told them that.
It's fraud. It's fraud.
Don't come near me again.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Hello, Niall. How are things?
Good. Sorry about that. You didn't hear me initially there because I forgot to turn on the microphone. It helps, doesn't it, sometimes?
Sometimes it does, yeah.
What can I do for you?
Niall, I'll be very brief. Unfortunately, I will not blame Leo Varadkar. I think he done the best he could. I agree with you when you said he kind of got a bit out of his depth. But when you look back over the last 20 years, and we are actually, Niall, of the same age bracket. I'm not saying you're old, but we're of the same age bracket.
We're getting there, Ed. We're getting there, yeah.
We are, yeah. But when you look back, say, I know, I'm going back, say 20 years, when you had the old Charlie Hawley. You know,
it's more. It's Charlie Hawley. He's 40 years now, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
free travel for the old folks, free television lights for the old. He was the Robin Hood of the day, but he was corrupt.
Mm.
When you look at the Brian Lenihan, RIP, corrupt. When you look at the son who caused the Allied, there was the Anglo-Irish Bank.
Yeah, but hang on, you got to remember. Sorry, with the greatest respect, and I don't want to start naming too many names. By the way, who might be still alive. But Ed, when you
rest in peace.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm not talking about Brian Lenihan. I have a huge. But no. Let me just say something about Brian Lenihan, right?
Yeah.
R.I.P. I have a huge respect for Brian Lenihan, and I tell you why. Okay, he was part of a government that brought the country to its knees. There's no doubt about that. Okay, but in saying that, The man was diagnosed.
I'm talking about his father now, Niall.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Right, okay. You're talking about the
senior. You know, the man who adamantly did not ring Paddy Hillary.
And ask him not to dissolve
the government.
I'm trying to remember the line on RT News. It was my mature recollection.
To the best of my recollection, I did not make that call.
Yeah. Yes, yes, I remember that. Yes, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Junior. Go on.
Sorry. And then you had the Liam Lawler and the Ray Bourk We all know what happened to them and served time. And then you had the famous Bertie who reformed the Fianna Fáil Party, hadn't got a bank account, and you know what happened then.
Yeah.
So, where do we go? Right.
But can I say something about all them politicians? Yes, there was corruption. There was corruption. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
But I do believe that many of those politicians, some of them corrupt as you could possibly get, and had their hand in everyone's pocket, I do believe that they still, at heart, cared about the people.
They cared about the people because the people cared about them. They gave some stuff to the people, but they took 50% for themselves.
Mm.
And that's a fact. That's proven in court. There's no dispute about that. And then you had then Andy Kenny coming in going, absolutely, I'll change the country and everybody loved them. And one of Enda Kenny's, if you remember, Niall, and I'm sure you will, one of his famous speeches in his Ardesh was, any person who has worked hard all their life and has saved and bought their house should not be taxed on that house.
Yep.
And then 3 years later, he introduced property tax.
Yeah, I know.
So that's you know, he fell. Now, as far as Leo's concerned, right, and I won't stay too long. As far as Leo's concerned, Leo, to me, right, and I'm not advocating Fianna Gael, I'm not going to tell you who I'm voting for, but Leo, I don't believe, was corrupt.
I don't believe he was, not at all.
What happened with Leo was, the Irish government lost control of this country, and it's been run by Europe, as you know, and by the Ursula von der Leyen. And they are saying, if you want to continue taking money from Europe and investing in your country, you are going to have to start keeping immigrants coming in. And you rightly said, and I agree with you 100%, which is very unusual, but I agree with you when Leo says, we are full. Mm. We have enough. But Europe is saying, no, keep taking them. We'll keep giving you money. And Leo had no choice. So,
He did have a choice, Ed.
And he should have stopped if he said,
we're not taking anymore, then the money coming from Europe into Ireland is going to decrease big time.
No, but should we know that? We knew that from day one. We should never have joined the... Should we never have joined the EU, Ed, if you ask me?
That's a different debate.
No, I get that. But what I'm saying
that's
to you is...
That's a different topic.
Yeah, but I know that.
But the fact of the matter is, he should remember.
Hold on for a minute, Ed. It's only for you to say, Ed, look, you said you were a lot older and you probably now have your house paid for, your family's grown up.
Well, look,
I'm singing from a different hymn sheet here. And... what Niall's topic was this morning is that, you know, the Irish people can't afford to have children. They can't afford they can't even afford to live here. They can't afford to get houses here. And Leo created this. Leo, and this is the blood is on his hands here. You know, this is his fault. You know, that's as simple as that.
He didn't personally create it, but yes, he was in charge through a lot of that.
He could have.
I disagree that Leo created this because Leo only came into power in 2017. This thing but
he's been in government a lot longer than that, Ed.
Right.
Yeah. There's plenty of time to talk about that.
Yeah.
This is happening. The people, and with great respect, people over the last 15 years cannot afford to live here. I agree. But we are existing here. We're not living. And we're struggling. But I don't believe that Leo caused that.
Hang on. You see, you're saying, that's like saying, you know, the captain of the Titanic is not responsible for it hitting the iceberg. And he's not. You know, but he is responsible to stay there and make sure everybody's safe. So Leo, as much as a leader, he's a delegator. And I did say earlier on that and people will hate me for saying this, I do like him.
He's a coward.
No, hang on. Yeah, okay, whatever, Sean. But I do like him. I think he's a nice guy. I think his heart is in the right place. But I just think he was in too deep, Ed. I don't think he had the leadership skills to take control and to put what he believed was the right thing to do into practice. Because there are so many examples over the last 5 years, particularly during COVID as well, where he spoke out and said things that maybe he shouldn't have said, and the following day he was put back in his place again. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, I think I know how he really felt about a lot of things, but he didn't want to implement it.
If he had been such a nice guy, lad, he would have listened to the Irish people a few years ago. And he would have said, right,
I think he was listening. He just wasn't putting it into practice.
I don't think he was, Niall. Because if he was listening, this wouldn't be happening, Niall. We wouldn't be in the shit we are today. We wouldn't be. If he was listening to the Irish people and he, the Taoiseach of this country, we wouldn't be in the bullshit we're in today, guys. Not a hope would we be in it. Nobody wants to hear us.
Okay, well, just before I go to Mick, I'm about to go to Patrick as well. Ed, if there's an election in the morning, which there's probably not going to be, by the way, a lot of people believe there's going to be an election. I don't think so. It doesn't necessarily
mean... You're not saying he won't be telling you.
Yeah, well...
He won't.
Yeah.
He said it.
No, actually, I will.
Who would you vote for?
I will vote for Fine Gael. I will vote for Fianna Fáil. I will not vote...
Hang on, Sean. Let him finish. Go on, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil. Go ahead.
Obviously, everybody's entitled to their own votes.
Yeah, of course.
I believe that either Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil, as a majority party, not as a dual party, should run the country. I do not believe that Sinn Féin have the proper mandate to do, you know, to run the country. I think it'll be a disaster. I do not believe that if you were to vote 57 independents or small parties into government, that they could all sit around and agree on a policy, because each one of them will have their own agenda. I'm not saying it's a bad agenda. I'm saying it's their own agenda. Mm. I don't believe the Green Party are the right party. But I would rather vote for a major party who can have a majority.
I can ask a question, Ed. How are the smaller parties, how will politics ever change if nobody will ever give the smaller parties the vote they can become bigger?
Again, if you want me to answer, I would say I would love, and I really genuinely mean this, I would love the smaller parties to get together, combine as a larger party.
So what, the likes of, say, Ain't2, Independent Ireland, and a few other parties just come together?
Yeah, but you can call them what you want. I mean, you can't call a party that. If you remember,
they got that chance, Ed. They got that chance. They didn't do a good enough job of it, Ed. Come on now.
No, I didn't. I normally vote for my local independent. He's a Lucan representative, Paul Gogarty. He's a good man.
He is.
And he was the one, if you remember, and I don't want to mention a recently deceased politician, may he rest in peace. He was the one they told to F off in the Dáil.
I spoke to him on the air a couple of times. I know what Paul says.
Yes. And he is a good hearted man.
He's a nice guy. I've spoken to him a few times. He's a nice guy.
And if you remember, he got suspended for saying F you. Mr. So-and-so, I'll mention the person's name, he just recently deceased. But it would be great. And if you look at, again, somebody just mentioned the COVID disaster, as we call it. If you were to say, let's get a little government together, and instead of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, let's call it Fianna Fáil Féin. Three largest parties in Ireland get together, sit around a table and say, let's come up with a plan here. Let's save this country. Let's do this. Because you have three good parties there. You have three good minds.
But you think they're good parties. A lot of people don't, Ed. I'm only saying, Ed, you think they're good. But some people don't.
They got a chance, Ed. They got a chance. And what did they do, Ed? What have they done? They're in there now the last few years, Ed. Explain to me what have they done for the Irish people that players...
Okay, well, hang on. Ed can answer that in a second because I have to go to Mick and Patrick and I've only got 3 minutes. So, Mick...
Okay, I'm up to late. They've done what Europe have told them to do.
Hello?
Okay.
Keep money coming into this country and that's it.
Okay, thanks, Ed. Mick, hi, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. Mick, is there an element of sadness?
Not really, Niall. It goes back to what you were saying there, that he didn't run the party or the government. They ran him.
I think so.
He wasn't a leader. So I think the whole government needs to go. I completely agree with the things that Sean was saying. This isn't just about him.
Absolutely.
This is about the whole government. Absolutely. He has just kind of said, oh, do you know what? I'm going to go. I don't think the government are doing a good job. And I think that's what it came across as.
Yeah.
He's exhausted at what they're not doing, but he can't get it together.
But that's his fault. That's nobody's fault but his.
Yeah, but the government isn't doing great, is it? Let's be honest.
It's all well and good that the government isn't doing great. He's the leader.
No, he has to lead it. I totally agree. Agree. A football manager gets sacked because the team isn't doing well.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter how bad the players are. If the manager isn't picking the right players, then that's the end of it. Or the manager hasn't got the balls to kick the bad player off the team, you know what I mean? Well, then he goes.
Yeah, but maybe he should have been sacked rather than leaving. I think he has cowarded himself out by leaving.
I mean, there was a lot of bad players on the football team.
Yeah, now he should have turned around and said, right, lads, this is what I'm going to try and do. Mm. We have made mistakes. We need to fix this.
Yeah.
But instead, he just walked away.
And I do believe, as I said, there's lots of examples I can give over the years where I believe he was thinking the right way. I believe he was listening to the people, but I just believe he didn't have the leadership skills to put it into action.
Is it not a coalition? Can we not get Mr. Ryan in as a Taoiseach now, no?
Oh, Jesus.
Are you serious? Are you absolutely serious?
If the general election isn't until next March, for example, which the latest it could be is next March, that means the Green Party will be running the country for a year. Can you imagine?
Oh, Jesus, no. Christ.
That's the one thing that's put a smile on my face tonight. Stay there for a second. By the way, Mick, who would you vote for if there was an election tomorrow, by the way?
It's a tough one. I probably would go independent at this stage now because I think it was Sean that was saying I've tried them all.
Mm. Yeah.
You know.
Any particular independent that you'd pick?
No, not really. I mean, in local elections, I'm a selfish voter. You vote for someone who does something for you.
Yeah.
And that's the way people generally vote.
Yeah, yeah. Parish politics.
Do I trust any of the politicians? Not really.
Okay. Stay there. Patrick, hi. How are you? We've got a minute. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hello?
Hello, Patrick. How are you?
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
I think Leo did his best. I think every government that goes in there does their best. I think the problem is democracy is flawed.
Okay.
What we do every 4 years is that we have an election.
5 years,
Every 5 years we have an election. And we're doing that for the past 100 years. And we keep expecting a different result.
But we do now and again get different results.
We're voting in people. That's simply... It's not their job to do this type of work. We should have a system in Ireland here where we have something like global businesses all over the country. And they should have the say and be able to do things that need to be done. Like, talking about Leo Varadkar there. He put all these people into power. But all these people were voted in to power by the people. So he had no choice but to place them in those jobs. The person should be able to scour the world and say, I want somebody to be the Minister for Justice. So I'm going to go to the best country in the world where I can find the best people working in the Justice Department, and I'm going to employ one of them to do the job of the Minister for Justice in Ireland. Not somebody that got voted in by people who don't know what their job is.
So in other words, scour the world and find a good barrister who'd be a good Minister for Justice or a good Attorney General.
Find the right people. Job.
I've been saying that for years, by the way, that a doctor should be Minister for Health, a teacher should be Minister for Education, a Minister for Children should have to be a parent, by the way. I agree.
I mean, I don't blame the people who have voted in, but I mean, if we're hoping to change it, then I don't think that democracy is really the answer because we've been doing democracy for the past 109 years and we're only getting worse. We're only getting worse. It's not only Ireland. It's all Europe and all America. We're only getting worse. And unless we actually get people who know what to do and can do the job, then we're just going to keep getting into trouble.
So who would you vote for tomorrow? Who would you vote for, Patrick?
I don't know who to vote for because, unfortunately, there's not the people here that would be able to do the job. Yeah. I mean, you know, but you can only vote for who's here. But, like, look, let me put it this way, right? If, you know, you're in the market and somebody employs you to build the children's hospital in America, and they say to you, we're going to give you $700 million to build the children's hospital. We're going to give it 12 months to build it, and we want it done by then. After that 12 months in America, if you don't have that hospital finished, you're going to lose money every day until the hospital is finished.
Yeah, you got to find.
What do we do here, Nolan? Yeah. What do we do here, Nolan?
We put the price up and reward them. Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's not democracy, like.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.